Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And hello, everyone. Yep.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. All right. So let me share the screen. Give me a second, please. So
hello.
hello, Mark.
Hello.
Okay, hello, Mike.
Hey, Lexi.
Okay, guys, so I'm sharing my screen. Okay, hope you should see it. Okay, let's
We
start from.
saw it and then it went away.
I can still see it.
Oh, you can still see it. All right.
Yeah.
I guess I have to do something.
Okay, let me reshare maybe once again. Give me a second.
Mike, make sure your eyes are open.
Oh, geez, that was it. Mark, thanks. I always forget that part.
Yeah,
I'm
excellent
sorry.
joke.
I just couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I remember the movie with Jackie Chan. I guess it was the same joke. It was how it's called? Let me recollect. Something like Armor of Gods. I don't remember properly. Armor of God. Yeah, it was also okay. So let me start. So I guess we can move from top to bottom. And first topic on my list was related to Sunflower CSP, right? So initially our goal was to make it out in the middle of August. Things turn out that we need a little bit more time. Plenty of work has been closed already, as you can see. At the same time, some work still in progress. Yeah, so we've got small bunch of work that is in open state, only 5 tickets, and the rest of the work mostly is in the also 5 more in refinement. Okay, so it means that a little bit more work for Vega team. I guess Vega team decided to move their tickets only on Friday because I did not see it earlier. Yeah, I guess I will talk with Vega team later. So that's why we decided to move our date somewhere in the end of August. Just give a little bit more time for dev teams to finish their work. And one more thing that we think our idea is to spend more time for testing, because Sunflower CSP is quite huge. Critical service patch, it's almost 100 and half of them are included, tickets included, and it means that we need to conduct deep testing, deep regression testing, the same as performance testing, just to guarantee that we do not have any side effect of this huge number of changes. So that is the idea. I will, because Vega is just flagged my attention recently. I just need to talk with Anne and with Vega team regarding this new scope, because it looks like plenty of work is in open state. Yeah, I just need to understand whether it's ready or not. Because I heard today from Dima Litvinenko that it looks like it has been done already. It's just process of movement of this work into CSP number one, but I need to double check. Okay, so do you have any questions regarding Sunflower CSP number one? If no, I just want to spend a little bit more time for Trillium stuff. Yeah, so because time is flying swiftly, right? So, and quite often time is playing against us. So that's why we've got two essential things, I guess, on Trillium that have to be done. First one is related to migration to Vercex 5. So at the beginning of August, I talked with Julian, and he promised to finish his work up to the middle of August. But things turned out that Julian is vacationing, right? So, and I don't know why he's promising to deliver something within 2 weeks, and it looks like this work will not be done. Yeah, so take into account that these changes are quite critical, and it means that probably we'll need more time for hardening, and it means that all this work can affect our initial release. By my opinion, I do not want to go to Bugfest once all this work be done, and we will spend some time for regression testing before the Bugfest. Yeah, because in the past, when some breaking changes in Vertex were introduced, we identified defects here and there, and it just better to resolve it before the Bugfest. So I don't know how much time we'll need to development teams to adopt RMB and Vertex changes, but it definitely will require some time. That's mean it's just under risk. It's huge risk as for me, right? So, based on initial Trillium plan, so where we should be, I guess. It's here. It's sprint 225, right? So it's from the beginning of September till the middle of September, where we should upgrade to the platform components. It means for RMB, for Spring, and for some breaking changes in Stripes. It looks like we do not have any breaking in UI, so with Stripes we are fine. And the same time we've got Vertex. I guess we should be fine with Spring. Right, so why? So I know that technical console pushed us to upgrade to version 4.0, but so version 4.0 will be released only at the middle of November, It's first, and support of version 3.5 will be added at the at June 2026. I guess in this case we should be fine with Spring Boot, but for Vertex we are under risk, under huge risk as for me. Yeah, so because I don't know what impact will be once Julian finish his work. Yeah.
Can I ask? So,
Sure.
are you talking about that you probably need to extend the feature freeze date?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because first I need to have Julian's work be done. And after that, we can start adoption of this work by their individual teams and within individual modules, pump up in the version of RMB or Vertex Leap. And after that, we can just gather some feedback of quality and share some observations, because right now it's only risk, right? So, and I don't know how critical impact can be. Maybe we will need to extend release by one sprint or by two sprints. I don't know right now. It's just my prediction.
Alexei, when is Julian scheduled to come back from his vacation?
Based on Slack notifications, he should back on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, but still, 2 days to finish this work, I guess it's, or 3 days. I don't know, it's sufficient.
Okay. Well, I guess it sounds like we have to wait until his return, connect with him, and then evaluate the impact.
Yep, exactly. But still, it's high risk that we'll need to extend the trillion. Yeah, Mike,
Yeah, thanks.
are
I
you?
just, even though Julian theoretically is on vacation through Wednesday, I've seen Slack messages even today. And so, yeah, I agree with Mark. I think we need to check in with Julian and see what the story is.
Okay, maybe I will try to reach out to him with this ask. Maybe just tickets has not been updated, have not been updated. I don't know, but for now it looks risky. Yeah.
Thank you, Alexei.
Yeah.
And for a moment, if we could come back to Sunflower CSP one, and I'm sorry if I missed it, but did you talk about the many of the tickets addressing operational concerns, such as making significant improvements in the permission migration?
I guess this work is not visualized on this board, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why it's not here. But yeah, you're right. It's also a huge step forward.
Yeah, and do you want to say a few words about it so that other hosting providers are aware of the benefits that it will provide?
Sure. So, first of all, you know that with Sunflower, we introduced new platform, which is called Eureka. And in Eureka, permissions should be converted to the new instances, like capabilities. Yeah, so initially, Eureka team introduced some migration process. Unfortunately, during our test rollouts, we identified few issues. First of all, this stuff are tied to nested permissions. It's one thing, and another thing is related to hex names for such converted permissions. Yeah, because idea was to introduce some unique names. That's why something like UUID was used, but it is like un it's not user friendly. It's hard to understand what particular role is referring to, or for what functionality, or for what user, etc. So that's why we started separate activities to make this permissions migration and capability adoption more user friendly. Yeah, I guess it was introduced and shared by Craig and Lee, because Lee is managing this project right now on Eureka early adoption last week. Yeah, and it should also be released as part of Sunflower CSP number one. Yeah, it's separate script, right? So it should be adopted by SysOps teams. It is not introduced as a part of regular migration, right? So, but yeah, we'll share all required information, how to use it, how to trigger, and what configuration, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I hope it will be like beneficial add-on to what has been already delivered as part of Eureka project.
Thank you, Alexei.
All right. So with Julian, I will talk later today or this week, just to understand where we are, where he is with his changes. Yeah, and one more thing, as for me, is related to mod configuration decommission. So I already divided last week all this like scope into two parts. First one, which is must have for Trillium, right? So, and on this board, on this epic, sorry, we've got only Trillium must haves. So all these tasks have to be done within Trillium. And one more epic was created. It's related to umbrella leave. So we deferred something with what we can leave during their Trillium. Yeah, but it looks like we need to prioritize this work for umbrella leave to make sure that we do not have any like delays with it, right? So because based on agreement with technical council, mod configuration decommission should be finished with Trillium. One more risk that I want to highlight related to mod configuration decommission is related to global settings, because mostly here analyzed and reviewed configurations related to individual modules which were stored within mod configuration. That's why our goal is to move such options out into mod settings or into the configuration of individual modules. At the same time, it looks like we missed analysis for global settings. Yeah, so, and I will talk with technical console separately just to understand who can pick up this work to deep dive into global settings and prepare the backlog for umbrella leave related to global settings within mod configurations. Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, so related to mod configuration work for Trillium, so it has been identified. Yeah, so but still we've got quite much of this work, taking into account that we do not have like much time for it. Yeah, Halila, you raised your hand.
Hey guys, I have two questions. What's the impact if some of this work is not done in Trillium but has to go in
It means
Umbrella
that
Leaf?
some functionality will be broken. First of all, this functionality is related to locations, I guess, or local language settings. Yeah, here you can see a lot of stuff related to language and locale settings. If this work will not be done, it means that it will not work for this functionality.
Okay, so these teams are, I think that the teams are already aware of the
Yeah.
language change, because this has more to do with the change we did to support a user preference for language. And I think there's only a couple of modules that might be using that value. And I also think there's a story related to migrating the data that's stored to mod settings as well. I think it's mod set 2.4. That's the other thing that has to get done for that. But is that the only thing that's required for Trillium, or is there anything else that's required for Trillium?
From my standpoint, also all spikes have to be done within Trillium as well to make sure that we can fully understand the umbrella leaf scope, like this one, which is
Okay.
in review.
And then one final question, and this is because I think Jen Colt is on the call. Is there a time frame for when the umbrella leaf technology, approved technologies, will be supported? Because POs are actively trying to define their Umbrella Leaf scope right now. There's a due date in the release timeline of August 22nd to provided an initial list to teams as to what work they're proposing for Umbrella Leaf. And so it would be great to have the TC tech support document confirmed around that time, and any initiatives like this also confirmed, so we can begin to figure out how to account for them in Umbrella Leaf.
Khalil, I don't know, should I answer this question or it's a question to Jen called?
Question for Jen.
Okay. Jen, are you with us?
Yeah, her mic is not working.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Jan, if you don't mind, could you please forward to me a TC meeting today or on Wednesday? I just want to discuss topic related to Spring Boot, right? So and mod configuration decommission. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, and as Khalila said, list of technologies to be supported. I guess Spring Boot should part of it. Mark, Khalila raised a topic related to Umbrella Leaf timeline. Or in technologies, should we spend some time today, or better to defer it to the next call?
Probably discuss it at the next call.
Okay. All right. So in this case, action item for my side, just talk with TC to discuss technologies track. Talk with Julian to understand what our impact could be for Trillium. Right, so and prepare some draft timeline
Alexei,
for Umbrella Leaf.
I reassigned one of those tickets to Aaron to expedite. So,
Okay.
yeah, I talked to you.
Jacobs, thank you so much.
Yeah, so I think the R&D stuff, I'll just verify with Julian if he's gonna do it and
Okay.
let me know.
Thank you so much.
Oh, is Adam back? I thought he left.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back. Oh, cool. Couldn't stay away from Folio,
No,
huh?
yeah. Once you're in, you can never get out.
Yeah. Like Hotel California, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Audio for life.
Oh, it's good that he's back. That's great.
Okay. Yeah, it will, maybe it was too boring on pension, right? Don't know, on retirement. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, so I've got a required list of action item on my side. And feel free to ping me if you need any support, any assistance. Always ready to share my helping hand. That's it from my side for today.
Thanks, Alexei. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.